When it comes to drug abuse prevention, slogans, well, they have their use, but they also have their limitations. It's actions that make the difference. That's part of the foundation for the group. My next guest is here to talk about in detail the success of their work and how they've connected their community with education and awareness, has gained the attention of national drug abuse prevention organizations, which has resulted in their being included in a special important webcast coming up this Monday. Here to discuss the work of the Vernon Coalition is their coordinator, Rebecca Dorney. Thanks for being here today, Rebecca.
Hello, how are you?
Great to have you here. centerforprevention.org/coalitions/Vernon-coalition. Yes, we have a link over to our website, so you don't need to remember that, but I wanted to tell you that anyway, because the Vernon Coalition does do some important work. And, you know, like I said, Rebecca, really, a slogan, it's nice, but it's the people power to make the difference. And talk about what the mission is of the Vernon Coalition.
Well, the Vernon Coalition's goal is really simple. It is to help build a stronger Vernon by preventing and reducing youth substance use. And really where the magic comes in is that everybody in Vernon belongs to the coalition. The full staff, Gemma Chalkley, the youth coordinator, and myself, the senior coordinator, we serve the coalition. We are not truly the coalition. We serve this population. So everybody in the community themselves are really the magic part of the coalition, and their level of engagement is strictly up to them. Everyone can do a little, or everyone can do a lot. And the more everyone does, the more impact we have on the community.
That's something I've said so often, too. People, unfortunately, eliminate themselves from being a part of a solution because they think, well, I know there's a problem. I know that we need to do something, but I can't do a lot, so I guess they really don't need me. And that's the wrong way to think, isn't it?
I think so. I think one of our coalition members said it really well last week at a meeting. She said everyone always wants they to do something about it. And sometimes we have to stop and say, who is they? And sometimes that's we. And there is no community who's ever going to resolve any public health issue until the community at large itself figures out why it has the issue and steps up and joins hands with everybody in that community to resolve it. So that's really the position that we're in, is to work with every sector in our community, not just the school, but the faith-based organization, our law enforcement, our businesses, our healthcare professionals, our civic organizations, our local government. And there are 12 basic sectors that we try to help establish and connect in order to collaborate for that one goal of reducing substance use among our youth. And it's really our job to identify how can we meet this objective. At the same time, we're helping all those different sectors meet their own objectives because we have to come to where they are as well. But there's really no sector in your community that's not going to benefit from meeting that goal. So,
and it makes sense, too, because one sector sees what they see, but they don't see what the others are seeing. So by getting all the sectors together, that's the one and only way to get a full picture and understanding of the challenge before you can come up with the answers.
Exactly. And they're all experts in their own field. You know, so if you can identify the subject matter experts in each wheelhouse and bring those people together and then rely on what they like to do and what they're good at doing and bring that group and make sure that that community at large is working collectively and identifying where they have gaps and where they have their issues. Because, you know, we are a drug-free communities grant, which is from the Office of National Drug Control Policy, which follows an evidence-based model that local problems require local solutions. And the strategies that we put into play here in Vernon might not work in Newark or Patterson or Camden and vice versa. What we do won't work anywhere. Maybe we can tweak it. And that's what we have to decide for ourselves in our community at large. But we also need all of those parties to come together to have those rich conversations and to be collaborating together.
Talking with Rebecca Dorney, coordinator for the Vernon Coalition, which can be found, more information about them, can be found at centerforprevention.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Some of the stats, too, to help you understand, at least here in New Jersey, and really these are, I think, reflective of nationwide situations. According to the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey, addiction rate in teens, doesn't matter if you live urban, rural, or suburban communities. The trends are unfortunately on the increase. New Jersey has some of the cheapest purest heroin in the country. Did you know you can Get a bag of heroin for as little as $5. New Jersey, 6th highest rate of fatal youth drug overdose in the country. And 10.7 all deaths among people 12 to 25 are the result of drug overdose. And 70% of teens in New Jersey who abuse prescription drugs say they get them from a friend or a relative. So, Rebecca, the challenges are many. Is there a, as far as finding solutions, is there a foundation for the initial steps and then the branch out to individual discoveries and treatments? Or is it really just a trying to keep up with what is a frightening increase and a sad creative aspect that some teens, I mean, we're to the point now where when you check out at a cash register in a store, yes, you can be carded if you're buying an aerosol can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there's a lot of different answers to that, but and first and foremost, prevention. Prevention does work. And overall, there's hope for every level. There's prevention. If we need to seek treatment for those individuals that are struggling with the substance use disorders, we need to do that. And we also need to fight for recovery support systems to be put into place in our overall nation, not just New Jersey, because we need to get rid of the stigma around addiction so people can get out of the shadow and get the treatment and recovery support that they need. But our end of it, for the coalition purposes, is really to provide and put strategies into place for prevention. Because if we can stop something from happening to begin with, we don't have to fight that addiction part of it, which is why we're really so excited to be part of SAMHSA's webcast on Monday.
That's right.
That's part of the many strategies.
Part of National Prevention Week, and you can see it through a Facebook live stream at the coalition's Facebook page and elsewhere. And give us, how did this come to be? What brought you to the attention of the organizers of this?
Well, for those people who don't know who SAMHSA is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, who is the agency that is under the umbrella of the Health and Human Services Department in the United States. And they oversee all of the research, support, services, just the big federal national resource for the United States for anyone who has questions or needs support with substance use disorders or behavioral health issues. So they are your federal resource. They are just amazing. It's really a big deal. Now, our DFC grant is actually managed by one of the aspects of SAMHSA. And we have worked very closely with our grant managers. And when we go to some of our conferences, we make sure that we're using them as resources. We ask them questions. We try to make sure that we're using them to the fullest of their capability. And when they decided to do, they've been doing National Prevention Week as a strategy for the last, I think it's been 17 years or something like that. But they're using that National Prevention Week as a strategy to create awareness around substance use disorders and behavioral health issues, and to make sure that the nation understands that they are a resource that you can utilize. So every year they do a live webcast on the first day of what they call National Prevention Week, and it's always out of Washington, D.C. And this year they said, you know, look, we want to make sure that our nation understands this isn't just a Washington, D.C. thing. It will be from 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time on Monday, May 15th, and they will be doing it out of George Washington University, where our administrators of SAMHSA will be keynote speakers, and we will have all of our elected officials there and what have you. But what they will be doing is they invited ourselves, the Vernon Coalition, and a tribe in Oklahoma to do some events, and they will be doing just little pop-ins live during that one-hour live webcast. And the reason why they reached out and asked us is because we had been part of their challenge questions for the last 4 months. So the challenge questions basically were an idea to do something via social media to generate excitement for National Prevention Week. So we asked people, what does prevention mean to you, or who supports your wellness, or things like that, to get people talking about the idea and the power of prevention. So when they started seeing that popping up on our Facebook pages, they reached out and said, look, we have an opportunity for your Vernon youth. And, of course, we always want to expose our Vernon youth and give them opportunities to be rewarded for choosing healthy lifestyles. So we're very excited about it.
I would say so, and it really is an honor. And with the work that you've done, the success that you've had, and the mechanism that you've created and has solidly put in place, do you get contacted by other communities, maybe even county, state levels, to say, you know, it sounds like you got a right idea. Can we come by and check things out?
Always, always. One thing about the prevention field itself, everyone's willing to help because we're doing it for the right reasons. It's not something anyone's making a huge amount of money, and we're not doing it for the glory. We care about people, and it's a community that really wants to make effective community level, state level, and national change. And only by communicating effectively and really holding hands and saying what worked and lessons learned will we be as powerful as we can be. The Running Coalition was actually very lucky to be able to win a national recognition last year as one of the four coalitions in the United States as a coalition of excellence. And again, it's not necessarily the staff that made that happen. That is the community at large that saw measurable outcomes based on survey after survey over a course of 6 years. So we had seen some good measurable outcomes that were going in the right direction, not to say that we don't have a lot to do because we still have work to do in our community. But we started getting phone calls from coalitions all over the country and from schools. And it's really kind of neat because we can learn from them. And they're learning from some of the things that we've made mistakes from or we've been successful with. So it's really kind of a very rich back and forth exchange. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we are also a mentor to the Warwick Coalition in right across the border in New York. We are trying to position them to be successful in writing a DFC grant for themselves so that they can get 10 years worth of funding and be able to deploy this evidence-based model in their own community. And because we have such a fluid population that goes between Warwick and Vernon, we know that we can join hands together with just the two of our townships and really make impact by sharing resources and sharing ideas and even sharing campaigns. So it's that kind of thing that you do on a local micro scale, and then you do statewide and you do nationwide. And if we're all on the same page, we can really have measurable impact.
And for you listening, what the Vernon Coalition is proof of is that to solve a problem, you take action. It's great to have the discussion, the studies, deliberations, and meditations, but until you take an action to make a difference, and every action, when it's added together with another action, becomes the force needed to battle and overcome whatever the problem may be. In this case, we were talking about drug abuse. It's alarming increase in areas that it wasn't supposed to be happening, and people are still in denial, unfortunately. But when the truth and the facts come out, the call to duty comes about, and communities do bond together, as evidenced by the work of the Vernon Coalition. It will be part of a webcast on Monday for National Prevention Week. You'll be able to see on Facebook Live, as well as the Vernon Coalition's Facebook page itself. CenterForPrevention.org is where you can find more information about the Vernon Coalition, and equally important, to become involved with them if you are in Vernon. And if this is an idea that you believe your community needs as well, contact Rebecca at the Center for Prevention at centerforprevention.org and tap her on the shoulder and say, you got some good ideas. Can we bring them into our neck of the woods? And they'll certainly be eager to help, as you heard right here. Rebecca Downey, thanks so much for being here today, and continued success in all the work that you do. And enjoy the spotlight on Monday, because your organization certainly deserves it.
Well, actually, to your point, the spotlight for Monday will be on the Vernon Township School District Theater kids and our Above the Influence youth kids. And this is exactly what the magic was that I was telling you about. We came with the idea, and our theater program director, our director of special services in the school, and our IT director of the school, those individuals, Joe Piccarello, Lindsay McAloney, and Matt Shea, as the staff of the school district and huge coalition champions, decided to support us on this effort. They went to their kids and their youth and said, this is what we want to do. We want to talk about the magic of prevention and use it as a performance and use it as a spotlight. And you guys will be a live webcast. So basically what we did was we went to people who were the subject matter experts, people who had something in it for them, people who said, yeah, this is our wheelhouse. We're not adding to their jobs. We're helping integrate this topic into what they already do. So that's where it's supposed to happen. Prevention isn't supposed to be something that makes your job or life harder. It's just supposed to be something we're starting to add to our lives. And how cool is that when we think about how much healthier our population can be? Yeah. So I'm really excited and proud of them. And we should all give a shout out to those youth in Vernon who are making all of us look good on a national basis.
Bravo to all. And Rebecca Dorney, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.